several weeks, and that holiday is Purim. Have you ever heard of that holiday? Or do you know of it? I see one voice, one head nodding. Purim is a biblical holiday, the story behind which is in the book of Esther, and it's a holiday that Jews still celebrate to this day. It's just that it happens during Lent usually, and so we never get a chance to talk about it in the church. But that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the holiday named Purim, and I'm going to get you guys to help me celebrate it. So, there are five characters in the story, and so I need to get some people to play the different parts in the story. First character is King Ahasuerus. Who would like to be King Ahasuerus? Would you like to be King Ahasuerus? Okay, so you can put on the mask.
I'm not really good.
You don't need to act. And the next character is Queen Vashti. Who would like to be Queen Vashti? Okay, there's a mask for you and a second mask with your crown. And there's a reason why there's a second mask, and you'll find that out. And then the third character is Mordecai. Who would like to be Mordecai? Mordecai is one of the heroes of the story. No? If we need to, we can choose adults. Okay, Michael will be Mordecai. And then we have Queen Esther, who is the hero of the story. Would you like to be Queen Esther? Thank you for volunteering, so. And then finally, would you like to be the villain? No? Yes. Haman is the villain, okay? So why don't you stand up so everybody can see you with your masks on. And there's one more thing. Okay, you can sit back. Now, you can sit back down if you like. I don't know what to do with you sitting up there. Now, one of the traditions of telling this story is whenever the name of Haman is mentioned, because Haman is the evil one, you have to drown out the name of Haman. And so this is called a Gregor. And every time I tell the story and you hear the name of Haman, you drown out the name of Haman with this noisemaker. And for you adults in the congregation, you can stomp your feet, or you can hiss, or you can boo. Now think about it. When have you ever been invited to boo a sermon before by the preacher? I'm afraid you all are going to really get into this. I have one more Gregor. Okay. So to kind of get in the mood for this, I'm going to start off, I'm going to turn off my mic, and we're going to sing a song together. Okay, so we got the characters in the story. So now let me tell you the story. But you only shake it when you hear the name of Haman, okay? Okay, and it's tough holding back. Okay, this story is set in ancient Persia. And the king of Persia was a man named King Ahasuerus. The king can stand up if he'd like. And the queen of Persia was Queen Vashti. And it so happened that Ahasuerus had been king for 3 years, and on the third anniversary of his inauguration, he held a week-long party for all the men of the city. And I'm unfortunately not talking generically, it really was a stag party. So Ahasuerus, I would like you to come over here and have your party with the men. No, you're Vashti. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't tell. Okay, so you can face, this is your party here with all the men, okay? And because the men were having a party, Queen Vashti, if you'll stand up, is having her party with the women. And Miranda, Ahasuerus, was out in the palace gardens having the party, and it went on for a whole week. And at the end of the week, he was feeling really good. I don't know what they were doing at that party. And he decided that he wanted his beautiful wife Vashti to come and just, he wanted to show Vashti off to the men. And Vashti refused. So shake your head. Vashti wasn't going to do that. So as a consequence, all the men got together and said, we've got to do something about this. We have a problem here. You can't have the queen openly defying the king. Next thing you know, wives won't obey their husbands, and where will we be? And so what Ahasuerus did, so you need to come over, Ahasuerus deposed Vashti, so you have to take off her crown. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, you can go back, sit back down. So this is what sets up the story. So because there was no longer a queen, they had to find a way to get a new queen. And so what they did was they had basically a beauty contest. The king sent out messengers all over the Persian Empire, and they were looking for the most beautiful young women in all of Persia, and they brought those women back to the capital city, and they put them through a year-long of beauty treatments, and at the end of the year, each of the women went before the king. And the king chose the one that he liked the best. It's kind of like The Bachelor without the rose ceremonies each week. I guess not many of you watch that. Anyway, surprising things happen. So anyway, the one who was chosen was a young Jewish woman by the name of Esther. So Esther becomes... Esther becomes the queen. Now, Esther grew up as an orphan because her parents died when she was young, and so she was raised by her older cousin, Mordecai, just so you know the cast of characters. So Esther becomes king, queen. Now, I'm gender confused with all of this. In the meantime, some palace guards started plotting against King Ahasuerus, and Mordecai overhears them plotting. And so Mordecai reports to Queen Esther that there is this plot against Ahasuerus's life, and Esther goes and warns the king, and they hold an investigation, and they find out that, in fact, there really was a plot against the king's life, and so they punished the two guards by hanging them. This is a very violent culture. Well, it also so happened that King Ahasuerus named a new prime minister for the Persian Empire, and the person he named prime minister was Haman. Haman, do you want to stand up? And Haman was so, call him insecure, but he was so full of himself that he insisted that whenever anybody approached him on the street, they had to kneel down to him. And everybody kneeled down but Mordecai, because Mordecai knew, you're getting ahead of me. because as a good Jew, Mordecai would not bow his knee to anybody but God. And as a result, Haman became very angry at Mordecai and the Jews, that he determined that he would put all the Jews in the empire to death. And so he drew lots. He drew lots to determine the month and the day that this would happen. And the day that came up was the 13th day of Adar. And that, obviously, that's in the Hebrew calendar. It's coming up like March 25th. And so Mordecai put on sackcloth, and all of the Jews of the Persian Empire wore sackcloth, and they mourned what was going to happen to him, to them. But Mordecai knew that they had a friend in the palace, namely Queen Esther. And so this is the part we heard in the scripture lesson. Mordecai sent word to Queen Esther and said, "Can't you go into the king and tell the king about this terrible plot and save us?" But Esther said, "It's not as simple as that. You can't go into the king's presence unless the king has invited you." And as we read in the text, the king had not invited her for 30 days. I don't know what was going on here. And if anybody went into the throne room and approached the throne without having been summoned, they would be put to death. And there was only one way to be released from that sentence. If you approached the throne and the king held up his golden scepter to you, then you would be saved. And so Esther really wrestled with that question, do I want to risk my life? And they said, well, what choice do you have? And so Esther said, okay, I'll do it. I'll risk my life, hopefully to save myself and all our people. And so she went into the throne room. She approached the throne. The king saw her. She had not been summoned. And King Ahasuerus raised his golden scepter, and her life was saved. And the king said to Esther, ask me anything you wish, up to half of my kingdom, and I'll give it to you. And Esther asked for this. She said, I would like to hold a banquet for you and Haman tonight. And I would like you to be my guests at the banquet. And the king said, yes, we will be there. And so she went off and she prepared the banquet. And that night, King Ahasuerus and Haman came to the banquet. And the king was very happy with Esther and said, again, ask me anything you wish, I'll give it to you. Ask me for half of my kingdom. And Esther said, I'd like to hold another banquet for you tomorrow night. Would you and Haman come again? And the king said, yes. And so they left the banquet. And as Haman left the banquet, he passed Mordecai, who was sitting dressed in his sackcloth outside the palace. And as usual, Mordecai just ignored him, refused to bow down to him. And so Haman got really angry and had some gallows built 75 feet tall. And he was going to have Haman hanged on those gallows the next day. Mordecai. Now, later that night, when Ahasuerus went to bed, he had trouble sleeping. He just could not fall asleep. And so he asked that the official chronicles of the empire be read to him. And so they came and they started reading the chronicles of the empire, and they came to the part where it was recorded how Mordecai had saved the king's life by turning in those two palace guards. And the king said, has anything been done to honor Mordecai? And they said, nothing's been done. And so the next morning, Ahasuerus wants to honor Mordecai. And so he calls in his prime minister, Haman. And Ahasuerus asks him, there is a man I very much wish to honor. What would you suggest I do for that man? And Haman thought to himself, who might the king wish to honor? Why, me, of course. And so Haman said, What I think you should do is dress this man in your royal robes and seat him on your royal horse and have the highest official in your land lead him through the city, shouting to everyone, this is the man whom the king wishes to honor. And Ahasuerus said, that's a great idea. Go and do that for Mordecai. And so Haman was put in the terrible situation of honoring the one he had intended to hang that day. Well, we skip forward a few hours, and it's time for the second banquet. And again, Ahasuerus and Haman come to the banquet that Queen Esther is holding. And the king, again, is very pleased with her, and he says, ask me anything. Ask me for half of my kingdom. I'll grant your request. And this time, Esther says, I wish for you to save my people. There's a terrible plot against my people. We're all going to be killed. And the king says, who is behind this terrible plot? And Esther says, it's Haman. And the king gave the orders that Haman should be hanged on the gallows that he had built for Mordecai. So that's the story of the book of Esther. That's the story of the Feast of Purim. And it's celebrated every year. It's a day that was supposed to have been a day of a pogrom, but instead it was a day of deliverance. And it's a story that is celebrated through this child celebration each year. And another thing that they do on the Feast of Purim is, have you heard of Hamantaschen? Well, Hamantaschen are named after Haman, and it refers to Haman's hat. Do you see how Haman is wearing a triangular hat? Well, Hamantaschen are triangular pastries filled with fruit. And so I'm going to give each of the kids a Hamantaschen. And one for Mordecai. One for Mordecai are... very...
Not for bit.
Okay. Do you both want one or do you want to share? Let's see. Has anybody not had a Hamantaschen yet? Would you like a Hamantaschen? I have a few more Hamantaschen. We'll auction them off. Now, if anybody would like them, they're right here. You could... maybe we can have it in coffee hour. Okay. Amy wants one now. So let me close the sermon by, or whatever you want to call this, by just talking about what the story might mean. One of the things we have to say about this story is that not everything that we read recorded in the Bible necessarily represents God's values. I mean, this was a time in which women had a very low place compared to men, and that does not represent God's values. And this was also a very violent society that really, you know, off of the heads of anybody who was a criminal. And you know, this also does not represent God's values. I mean, in the world today, outside of places like China and Korea and maybe Texas, we don't live this way. But the point is this: there is darkness in every period of human history, but whenever there is darkness in the world, there are signs of light in the world. And in the heroes of this story, we see different ways that people can let the light of let the light of God shine through them. Like, take Queen Vashti, who refused to let the king objectify her. She defied the king. She was willing to lose her crown, but she kept her integrity. And that's something that we can say is good news. And Mordecai, who was unwilling to bow his knee to another human being because he would only worship God, he held on to his integrity and suffered the consequences. That's heroic. And Esther, who was willing to risk her life in order to save the lives of her people, that also is the good news of a holiday like Purim. and the good news that we find throughout the Bible. So let's remember that there is darkness in the world, but whenever there is darkness, that's the time when our light can shine the brightest. So let's have a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you for people like Vashti and Esther and Mordecai, who let their light shine in the darkness even when it cost them a lot, because this is how you accomplish your will in the world. Amen.